dedicate this class to the memory for the yahrzeit of Breina Bas Yosef, and that's Joe's Shulman's mother, whose yahrzeit is today. It just occurred to me that his father's name begins with the letter Aleph. It's Eliezer. Yeah? And his mother begins with the letter Beis. That's Aleph Beis. And his son's name is Gershom. That's a Gimel. And I know his father-in-law, we all know, is David. So this, we have Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. I don't know how far it goes. But the other thing that I noticed also that the yahrzeit, both of his father and mother, follow immediately after a fast day. His father's yahrzeit is always is the day after Tisha B'Av, one fast day, and the mother's yahrzeit is 2 days after after Yom Kippur. And after a fast day, of course, certainly Yom Kippur is a time of atonement. Everything is forgiven, so there's a transition directly from our fast day into the Olam HaEmes, which is chosen a special zechus. I wanted to just to do the Shulchan Menachem over here to continue. It actually seems a little bit contradictory. It's interesting over here from a letter that the Rebbe wrote that they quote here. This is in Shin Yud Gimel 313. It seems a little bit of a contradiction. Which the Rebbe writes in the Sikh over here. We're discussing this idea by Sukkah that you need the knowledge that you're sitting in the Sukkah for the purpose of the mitzvah of Sukkah. Because of Leman Yedu. And without knowing that you're sitting in the Sukkah and the purpose of it, you haven't completely, fully fulfilled the mitzvah. But the Rebbe points out over here in this letter, in Chelik Dalet, in Nigris Kodesh Chelik Dalet, that in many areas it's been pointed out that the main das, when we say knowing something, is not just the superficial knowing it, but we heard something, we learned about it from scribes, from Svarim. But the main thing is to actually very deeply think about it, to fix your mind with great strength and with your heart and your mind, so that you become united with what you know. So, over here we're talking about knowing that Hashem has settled them in the Sukkahs, and that was when they took them out of Egypt. And this is all based on, we know, on the Bach, who brought down the Magen Avraham, and Alter Rebbe brings it down, and this, as we've spoken already, tzitzis and tefillin are very similar to this. But over there it says, Leman, she is korim beinecho. But by sukkah, actually the Torah writes, Leman yedu. Adesim avi yedeya. So it's more like the yedeya. The Rebbe emphasizes here the idea of yedeya. The yedeya is more than just knowing, more than kavonah, but it's not to remember, but it's the chesek as the Rebbe speaks to. But over here in a footnote, they bring down from a letter of the Rebbe, the point in the previous sikha that we learned was that the Rebbe brought out that in the Mechaber, that's in the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't bring down the continuation of the verse, Leman Yedu Deresechem. The Rebbe's point was that if the Mechaber means, to say that you have to also have Kavonah, why wouldn't he write that you have to have a special kavanah, just like he writes by tzitzis, just like he writes by tefillin, that when you put on the tefillin, you have to have in mind. He should have said very clearly that when you sit in the sukkah, you should have kavanah, that you're sitting in the sukkah to remember God's miracle. Why doesn't it say that? And the Rebbe makes a distinction. In the Tur, when he quotes the rest of the verse. In the Tur, the pasuk says, Leman yedu deresechem. He quotes the pasuk. Since Leman Yedu Deresechem means so that they would know. So there's no need for the tour to write, you should have in Kavonah. That's why the Bach learns that that is part of the Kavonah. The Pasuk says you have to have Kavonah, so that your generations know. But the Shulchan Aruch, which doesn't quote the end of the Pasuk, that's the Rebbe's point in the Sikha. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't point the Rebbe's, doesn't point the... So we can't say. The Rebbe actually learns the Sikha, that according to the Mechaber, according to the Beis Yosef, it's not actually a requirement to have kavanah. He doesn't mention. That's what the Rebbe concludes in this sicha. That according to the Alter Rebbe is moisif on it from the tour, from the Bach that you have to have, the Mogen Avraham that you have to have kavona, but the Mechaber himself doesn't have kavona. That's what it. Quickly again, I wasn't didn't study the sicha thoroughly. I just glanced at it. That's what it seems to me. What it says. But here's an interesting letter of the Rebbe. The Rebbe is actually commenting. Rav Zevin in Israel, he wrote an article in the paper, the Hamidia. And he asked a question over there in the Hamidia. He asked a question. He said that in the Shulchan Aruch, the chapter Tov Reish Chof Hei, that's 625, seems to not have any halacha. He says, why is it brought down in the court of law when it doesn't say anything? He says it doesn't say anything. That's his question over there. I guess I understand from the rabbis later on, he suggests that even according to the Mechaber, he suggests that you have to have kavanah, but the Rebbe says, A, it doesn't say that in the Mechaber, it doesn't say that, the kavanah. And also, and the Rebbe points out also, Simon Tof Lamed doesn't seem to say any halacha there specifically. The Rebbe learns that in Tof Reish Chof Hei, in the Mechaber, he's just telling you the actual din, that you have to sit in the sukkah. He quotes the pasuk, he uses the term of the pasuk, but, and the Rebbe explains that's why, in later on, the further on in the Shulchan Aruch, in Tof Reish Lamed Tes, following that it says, how do you sit in the sukkah? He never told you that you have to sit in the sukkah. You can't start a statement saying, how is the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah done? Before you can ask a question, how is the mitzvah of the sitting in the sukkah done? You have to first tell you that there is a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. You can't start with a question, how is it done, without even having told you that you have to sit in the sukkah. So the Rebbe learns that in Tov Reish Chof Hei that precedes that, even though the Alter Rebbe is just using the verse of the Alter Rebbe is just telling you there is a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. Just to tell you there's a mitzvah in the sukkah. And later on the Alter Rebbe continues to say in the next siman of Reish Lamed Tes to say to you, how do you do the sukkah? But here is the problem. The Rebbe says, gives you another possibility. The Rebbe says like this, that in the Shulchan Aruch, the Rebbe says, but my question is not, I mean, it's not a contradiction, but they're not, why in the Sicha is the Rebbe not Mitzayin, why they're not pointing to this? The Rebbe says something very interesting. The Rebbe says that also in the Shulchan Aruch, it actually should have quoted these words, L'man Yedu Dersechem. The whole point of the Sicha is the words L'man Yedu Dersechem are not found in the Mechaber. So the Rebbe writes here clearly that the words have to be L'man Yedu because that's the halacha that you have to have kavona. That's actually the pshat in the Mechaber, the Rebbe learns over there. And he brings down as the Bach, Mogen Avraham, the Primogod, and Alter Rebbe. But what happened? But later on, he says a printer came, who wasn't fully knowledgeable, and he was trying to save himself his writing or his ink and the printing cost. So because he lacked the knowledge, he didn't want to write, so he just wrote the beginning of the verse, and he omitted the word L'man Yedu Deresechem. Just omitted those words. It's not an intention, it's not the Mechaber didn't bring that. He just did it that. And the Rebbe says a strong proof for this is because the Tur and in the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe, we do find it. Even though they also don't bring the whole pasuk, but they bring that part of the pasuk. So over here, the Rebbe learns that also in the Mechaber, these words really have to be. The whole point of the Sicha, the Rebbe is distinguishing between the Mechaber, the Alter Rebbe, and the Shulchan Aruch, in which there's a difference of the language. But over here, the Rebbe writes clearly that it's Pashat a mistake in the Shulchan Aruch, the way they quote it over here. So the Sicha is based around the fact that these words are not found in the print of the Mechaber. But here the Rebbe suggests that those words really belong there. It's just merely that they didn't print it over there. And therefore, what I'm saying is, they're not, they don't make this connection. I mean, I'm surprised that not in the footnotes over here, and not in the Sikha, do they make their references? Now that's also a possibility. I'm not saying, I mean, you can go both possibilities, but they don't connect the two, but this is very clearly connected. But notwithstanding that, we have the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, who clearly says, either way, that you have to have the kavanah of part of the mitzvah, is to have the kavanah of sitting in the sukkah.